there it was. Unadulterated and out in the open. Not even Malgus could miss it. Adras had essentially admitted that he wished Malgus's spot in the hierarchy, and Angrel's participation suggested that he sanctioned the power grab. Malgus's voice went low and dangerous.
"It will take more than words to speak for me, Adras."
"No doubt," Adras said, and answered Malgus's stare with one of his own. His dark eyes did not quail before Malgus's anger. Angrel watched the exchange, then leaned back in his chair.
"Where were you, Darth Malgus?"
Malgus did not take his eyes from Adras.
"Assessing the post-battle situation around the temple, my lord. Trying to understand."
He stopped himself. He almost said, "trying to understand why the Empire has not raised Coruscant."
"Trying to understand the planet-side situation more clearly."
"I see," Angrel said. "What of this woman Adras mentioned? I understand from Adras's report that she was a liability to you during the attack on the temple."
Malgus glared at Adras. Adras smiled behind the rim of the chalice as he drank his wine.
"Adras is mistaken."
"Is he? Then this woman isn't a liability to you. She is an alien, isn't she?"
"A Twi'lek." Adras sniffed with contempt, turned away from Malgus, and sipped his wine. The gestures perfectly capturing the Empire's view of aliens as, at best, second-class sentients. Angrel shared that view, and had just let Malgus know it.
"She is,"
Malgus answered.
"I see,"
Angrel said. Adras placed his wine chalice on Angrel's desk.
"An excellent vintage, Darth Angrel, but right at the end of its cellar life."
"I think so too," Angrel said.
"Let things linger around over long, and they can turn rancid."
"Agreed,"
Angrel said. Malgus missed nothing, but could say nothing. Adras snapped his fingers as if he had just remembered something.
"Oh, Darth Malgus, I do regret that I had to refuse your woman treatment aboard Steadfast."
A tick caused Malgus's left eye to spasm. His fingers sank into the arms of the chair and pierced the leather.
"You did what?"
"Priority is to be given to Imperial forces," Adras continued. "Human forces. I'm sure you understand."